It could have been much worse given the massive snowstorms that wreaked havoc over the Northeast during the month. So we lost jobs. Obviously, in the grand scheme of things, that isn't great, but it's much better than it could have been.
I noticed there was some improvement in the construction industry. You still lost jobs there, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been.
We're still losing jobs in construction. Obviously, part of the economy that's under severe pressure. But I do sense that in the next few months, certainly over the next 6, 12 months, those job losses will abate. By this time next year, we'll be through those job declines.
The inevitable question, does it appear that any corner has been turned, or are we just maintaining the status quo?
Well, sort of my view on it is that we've gone from massive job losses a year ago to basically a flat job market. Businesses are no longer firing people, but they haven't yet begun to hire people, and that's what we need to see. So until we see that hiring in a broad-based way across industries and regions of the country, it's hard to conclude that the coast is clear. We need to see some more progress.
Unemployment is always a lagging economic indicator. You say this is pretty good news. How pretty good is pretty good?
Well, you got to put it into context. I mean, this feels pretty good in the context of the complete mess we were in just 6-12 months ago. But we still have 10% close to unemployment. Underemployment is still very high, and there's a lot of stress out there. So it's better, but it's certainly not good enough. We need to see a lot more progress. And fortunately, I think it's going to take a number of years to really bring down unemployment to a point where we all feel really good about things.